May 3, an individual work. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. If ever there was a time when those who claim to be Christians should be all that the name comprehends, it is now. Are we following Christ in every reality? This is an individual work. We are to look earnestly to our own standing and accountability. Are those who know the truth for this time anchored in Bible doctrines? Are our weapons, thus saith the Lord, it is written? Is our anchor cast within the veil? Are we individually rooted and grounded in gospel truth so that we may be established, strengthened, and settled in the faith? Are we, as those who have the knowledge of the mysteries of God, those who to whom God has committed the living oracles, loyal and true to our stewardship? Those who are truly converted will reveal as missionaries for God what the truth means to them in its transforming efficiency and sanctifying power. If we are weighted with the treasures of eternal truth, we shall proclaim to a world perishing in sin what it signifies to have the sanctifying, redeeming love of Christ in the soul. If we are verily and truly united in Christ, it is because truth has taken possession of the soul temple. The heart that has opened its doors to Jesus will love pure, cleansing, transforming truth, and will zealously contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. Let no man stop short of entire, unreserved surrender to God. Begin the work in the heart. Look away from the course of action pursued by others to Christ. You have a soul to save or a soul to lose, and this is too important a question to be regarded indifferently. One of the most earnest prayers in the inspired word is, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." Psalm 51:10. And from one who loved us and gave his life for us comes a great and important assurance. A new heart also will I give you. Ezekiel 36:26.